Hey everybody, this is Randy Cogg of the Second, and thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. Whether you're listening on iTunes or Podbean or Google Play, whatever platform you're listening on today, I just believe that this word is going to bless your life. And this word and this message and this teaching today is entitled, How to Handle Criticism. How to Handle Criticism. Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 3, it says this, and I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it? And then it goes on to say, and come down to you. That key, what I want to focus on there is I cannot come down. Nehemiah teaches us three important truths about handling criticism. So I want you to download this podcast or write some notes and write down these three important truths about how to handle criticism. Number one is expect it. When spectators watch a race, you know, where do they focus their attention? They always focus on the front runners. Someone said this one time, criticism is something you can avoid easily by saying nothing, doing nothing, and being nothing. And end quote. But those three options never work, and they don't work. You have to realize Nehemiah answered his critics, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Don't step down to the level of your critics. So the first important truth of how to handle criticism is, number one, expect it. Number two, evaluate it. Verse 2, it says this, Sanballat sent to me saying, come, let us meet, but they thought to do me harm. When people say, I'm going to tell you something for your own good, often they've nothing good to tell you. When you're criticized, always ask yourself, who criticized you? Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. That's Proverbs 27, chapter 27, verse 6. Has this person earned the right to speak into your life? And then it goes on, ask the question, why was this criticism given? Out of personal hurt or for my benefit? You have to ask yourself those questions. Hurting people hurt people. Always remember that. Hurting people hurt people. So maintain the right attitude, looking for the grain of truth, making the necessary changes, and taking the high road. So this is three important truths about handling criticism. Number one was expected. Number two was evaluated. And number three is outlive it. When Nehemiah's friend told him to run and hide, he replied, I will not. So the wall was finished in 52 days. When all our enemies heard of it, they perceived that this work was done by our God. Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 11 through 16. So because Nehemiah didn't run and hide, watch this. Because Nehemiah didn't run and hide, when all of his enemies heard that the wall was finished in 52 days, they knew it had to be God because of all the criticism and everything that Nehemiah had to go through. So sometimes you're in more danger from the counsel of your friends than you are from the criticism of your enemies. That's when you must know who you are and what God has called you to do and outlive the criticism. Listen, I pray that you really listen to this teaching today and learn how to handle criticism. You have to expect it, number one. Number two, you have to evaluate it. And number three, you have to outlive it. I pray that God blesses you so good today, and I pray that you walk into that divine appointment. You walk in divine faith. You walk into your promise today. Let's pray very, very quickly. Lord, I thank you for every person listening to this podcast today. I thank you that they're the head and not the tail. They're above and not beneath. They're blessed in the city, blessed in the fields. Everything that they do, everything that their hands touch, let it prosper and let them be in health, even as their soul prospers, Lord. In Jesus' name, I decree it and declare it in every area of their life. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, I love you and I pray God's blessings over you. And until next time, I'll talk to you again very, very soon. And always remember, one word from God can change your entire life. I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.